Well, Candy, what we're hearing is that two of these men are Al-Qaeda operatives who had had training in Afghanistan and Pakistani Al-Qaeda training camps. One of them, they were both believed to be Chechens, the other believed to be of Turkish origin. And the police are saying when they raided this Turkish man's flat, they did find some explosives, but the canine sniffer dogs they took in there with them to detect explosives discovered a tiny hidden compartment, hidden room, and the dogs apparently went quite crazy in there, indicating that there had been a lot of explosives there, but they had been moved out. And we also understand that at least two of these men, the two with the Al-Qaeda training, one was an expert in chemicals, in making bombs. They both had bomb-making training, but they'd both been training as well using motorized paragliding aircraft, and the indications are they might have been able to try and mount an airborne type of attack, Candy.
So, Nick, I'm not sure I understand. They think there are explosives missing because the dogs picked up a scent in a different room. How do we know they're not the same? They just didn't move the explosives within that apartment.
You know, that's possible, and the police obviously are not going to rule that out. But one of the things here in this case that the police have told us is that they've been tracking these guys for about a month. Two of them had crossed from France into Spain. The Spanish saying they've had help from outside intelligence agencies. They've been monitoring them for a month now, and there appears to have been an eavesdropping device in this apartment. The Turkish man who lived in the apartment is supposed to have or believed to have told his Moroccan wife to clean the apartment. She was picked up on a phone call with one of these audio bugs saying that she had cleaned the apartment, which gives the police the belief that she hadn't cleaned it for dust, that she'd cleaned out explosives there. And the dogs went particularly crazy in this room, we're told. So the real indication is the dogs have figured out there was a lot more. It was in that room, and the police are worried about it.